than the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
Welcome, welcome. This is Wednesday evening. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Yes, yes, yes. Impeachment war. Impeachment war, and the Dems are leading the charge. I want to thank everyone for joining us, firepowernews.com. Okay, the takedown, this takedown of President Trump, what the Democrats are trying to do, it has put this country, our country, in a position like no other time since the Civil War. How much longer can we deal with this? How much longer can this go on? At some point, something has to give, right? You would think. So the left has already started making preparations on where to house President Trump and White House officials when they want to go and round them up. You've seen the videos. We showed the videos how Rashida Tlaib wants to imprison and Maxine Waters wants to imprison President Trump. This coup that's coming, this coup attack that is coming on President Trump is coming at many fronts. President Trump is having to go every direction with these Democrats because the coup, the way they're attacking him from overseas and within the United States of America. But they don't understand. See, they keep asking, why would he not just step down? Why would he not just give up? But what the Democrats don't realize is that God put President Trump in office when God heard our prayers. That's what they can't wrap their mind around. They've never seen anything like it. They keep fighting it. This spiritual battle, and they don't understand. Why? Now, I've been saying Antifa is considered a terrorist group, and Antifa is a member of ISIS for over a year now. And I've had many people come at me on both sides, don't like the fact that I would connect the two together, ISIS and Antifa. Some would call them ninjas when I would call them ISIS. We're going to show that tonight, exactly how the connection is made. Even you have Representative Jim Banks. He asked the FBI to add a new subsection to its list of extremely ideology that would include Antifa. You can bet your fanny that the left is going to fight this any way they can. They're going to do everything they can to make that not happen, if possible. Why? Because Antifa, they are the foot soldiers for the Democrat KKK party. And here we are. And I've been saying it. I've been calling them out for over a year. So with all that said, we still have the censorship taking place. We now have China not only controlling some of the social media in this country, but now they're controlling American sports. So why in the world would we let China control the American sport? I don't understand that. I don't get it. It's no longer about sportsmanship or even the love of the game. It's about the mighty dollar and them controlling how we think and what we do. It's to the point where they're implementing this from the professional level all the way down to the school level. And we're seeing it, and we're going to talk about it all tonight. Head over to band.video, and you click on the little hamburger stack up here. And once you go to the little hamburger stack, you come down to Firepower News. Firepower News. Share that link. Get everybody you know to tune in tonight, because we're going to expose the left and what they're doing. Follow me. Let's head on into the studio. Antifa, the Democrats, they all have the same goal about taking out this country. They don't like the fact that we have free Americans, and they're all being controlled from the outside looking in from China. It's amazing how much China has controlled everybody. So like I said, head on over to band.video, share the link. We need your help. We need your support. And I'm constantly saying, support our sponsors, because with your help, we can make this happen. FirepowerNews.com.
President Trump has indicted himself by obstructing justice, refusing to comply with the congressional inquiry. He's already convicted himself in full view of the world and the American people. Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts. To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached. That's not only because of what he's done. To answer whether he has committed acts of sufficient to warrant impeachment is obvious. He believes he can and will get away with anything he does. We all laughed when he said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and get away with it. It's no joke. He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it.
So basically, he's saying that we need to go ahead and implement the coup. Take him out. Take this president out. We've got to get rid of him. The main reason why Joe Biden wants to remove President Trump from office, because President Trump brought to light with Joe Biden the scandals that took place under the Obama administration. That's the main reason why they want to get rid of him. They could care less about anything else. The Democrats don't even like Joe Biden, to be honest with you, because he's an old white man. The Democrats, the entire left, they constantly say that white people, specifically white males, are the problem. So why in the world are they still trying to make it look like they support Joe Biden? They're only using Joe Biden, this whole whistleblower thing, to get at President Trump. All right, we should have Tom Pepper with us. Tom, this is the remarkable thing about how they believe we don't get what they're doing. And now Joe Biden, all of a sudden, like, everyone's going to rally behind him to get everyone to join in the impeachment. Like, yes, yes, we got to get him. He's just trying to cover his own backside.
Well, Will, there is a certain amount of irony that now Joe Biden, who is by and far and away the worst Democrat in terms of the far left Democrat Party of 2019, being under this amount of fire and calling for President Trump's impeachment, I almost view this as a victory for Republicans. Any Democrat out there who is not towing the party line on impeachment looks much more electable to independent Americans, to Republican Americans who may be willing to vote Democrat. Now you have Joe Biden, who, again, we all saw the first debate where they were saying, how dare you be tied to Barack Obama? He wasn't far enough left. Now you have Joe Biden in on this as well. But I also think you're right, Will. Joe Biden is trying to save his own backside, because at this point, millions of people have seen the video where he admits to threatening the country of Ukraine, saying that he would withhold aid unless they fired the guy who happened to be investigating his son. But it's so insane, though, because you have Hillary Clinton, who just the other day tweeted out, and it was from the Nixon impeachment scandal, and she tweeted it regardless, saying, if this is not an impeachable offense, then perhaps the 18th century Constitution should be burned or shredded, using a 20th century paper shredder. So there is no consistency within the Democrat Party. They're all over the place. They simply want the guy gone so one of them has a chance at winning in 2020.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? They constantly lie. They day in and day out, they're constantly lying. And then they go on national television and then they lie to the American people. And the main reason why they do it is because they know that anyone who is listening to them, anyone that believes them, they're not going to go verify what they're saying, because they've already have it in their mind that, hey, these liberal media outlets, they're not going to lie to us. They're telling us the truth. A prime example. It's Simone Sanders. She used to be on CNN, but now she's working for Joe Biden on his campaign. And she was one of the main ones talking about white people, specifically white men, are the problem. And now she's working for one. I mean, you know what? The hypocrisy. So let's go to this video about her lying about President Trump and what President Trump said.
Vice President Biden stood in Wilmington, Delaware, and he said if Donald Trump refused to cooperate and obstructed the investigation that Congress has as their constitutional duty, it would be a tragedy of his own making, and those actions would very necessarily lead to impeachment proceedings. Well, the last 15 days, Brooke, have been a remarkable time in our American political history. I mean, from the whistleblower complaint being made public to the revelations that Trump specifically reached out to Ukraine and on a call with a foreign government, asked him to investigate his political opponent for his own personal political gain, to in just the last 24 hours, Donald Trump asserting that he is not beholden to our Constitution and obstructing the investigation of Congress by not allowing an ambassador to participate. As Vice President Biden noted today, Donald Trump stood on the White House lawn and asked Ukraine as well as China to investigate his political opponent. It has been made very clear. Vice President Biden said today that Donald Trump has betrayed our country, his oath of office, and he has committed impeachable acts.
She is totally lying. I mean, she's completely lying through her teeth. Now, at one point, and she's talking about the letter President Trump released, you know, sent to Nancy Pelosi and other members in the House trying to impeach him. She's talking about that letter saying that he's going against the Constitution, which he's not. And then on top of that, she said that he lied, saying that at the White House that he said asked for Ukraine and China to help undermine the election in 2020, which is another total lie. And we're going to play that. We're going to play that here in a minute, where actually Trump made his response about that. So, I mean, it's ridiculous, Tom.
Well, it is absolutely insane what we see these people trying to do. They're trying to rewrite history when some days the history is only 4 or 5 days old. They're trying to put words into President Trump's mouth. President Trump, I don't think, frankly, cares that Joe Biden is his quote-unquote political opponent. I don't think there's a very good chance that Joe Biden will be the candidate come 2020. I don't think anybody thinks Joe Biden will be the candidate come 2020. Otherwise, they wouldn't be floating Hillary Clinton. Otherwise, they wouldn't be floating Elizabeth Warren. It's never going to happen for creepy, exactly, sleepy Uncle Joe. But the fact is, he never even mentioned that he was a candidate. And, well, we talked about this last night. It seems like the number one get out of jail free card in this country. You and me could go hijack a plane. We could rob, yep, a bank. We could join ISIS tomorrow, you and I, and there would be no negative consequences so long as we say that we are Democrats running for president. That's the new standard. If you're a Democrat, yeah, presidential candidate, you can be engaged in any type of corruption you want, you get off scot-free.
You're absolutely right. So we have this video, and we're going to show everybody, and for everyone that's watching and listening, listen to what President Trump says. Not a single time does he say, hey, help me out with this election. He doesn't need their help. Seriously, he doesn't need it. But he's proving a point that they've committed crimes, and the left don't want to look at it. Let's go to that video.
I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Biden. It's a very simple answer. And by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Biden. Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine. So I would say that President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens, because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%. He had no knowledge of energy, didn't know the first thing about it. All of a sudden, he's getting $50,000 a month, plus a lot of other things. Nobody has any doubt. And they got rid of a prosecutor who was a very tough prosecutor. They got rid of him. Now they're trying to make it the opposite way, but they got rid. So if I were the president, I would certainly recommend that of Ukraine.
And you know what? That's all he's doing. He's telling people to look in criminal activity, and all of these reporters, they're not even looking at it. They want to go about whole completely opposite way. Some made up, trumped up lie from whistleblowers from the left that they're pushing all of this. It's just crazy, Tom. It's really remarkable.
We talked about this before, then it's eerily reminiscent of 2016, where Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails using bleach bit or acid wash or whatever on earth we wound up calling it. So she deleted all of these emails. They're found. And then somebody, President Trump, has the audacity to say, I hope somebody can find them. And then it's all about the statement and not about the fact that there are 33,000 deleted emails. It's the same thing playing over again.
Yes, over and over and over. I sure hope that she jumps into the race. Come on, Hillary, do it. Do it. Show us you have a pair. Jump in the race and show Trump what's really up. We'll be back after this.
Tweet this morning. So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously I can beat him again. 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 But, you know, just.
Obviously she can beat him again. Did she win the first time in 2016? Did we all miss something? Did we all miss something? Did something happen and just, hey, no, she's actually the president? I don't think so. I don't think so. Tom, this is a Hillary Clinton, you know, she won't go away. She's almost like a bad rash, you know, that the country has and just won't go away.
Some may say sexually transmitted diseases, but we won't go that far on this broadcast. But, you know, she's really delusional. You know, we're in the age of the Joker film where mental illness is in a spotlight in this country. We see it with Antifa. We see it everywhere we look. And now we see it in the Democrat Party because nobody questioned her on this. That interview kept on going as if, yeah, I can beat him again. Hillary, what are you talking about?
I know.
She's a psychiatrist. I don't understand. I guess she's referring to the popular vote because she got more in the popular vote. But if you look at that big, beautiful map that President Trump brings up all the time, there's a couple little blue dots in the giant sea of red, which is why we don't have a popular vote in this country. So she didn't win. She's the consummate loser. She lost to President Obama. She lost to President Trump. She loses, she loses, she loses, and
constantly.
She whines like a dog.
Absolutely. So go ahead and introduce this number four for us.
So this next clip, you know, there's all this talk about election meddling and inviting foreign nations to meddle in presidential elections. And as you remember, if you watched the show earlier this week, we saw that, well, Bill Clinton did exactly that with Tony Blair, the then Prime Minister for the United Kingdom. Well, it turns out this is a common tactic among Democrats. Here's John Kerry bragging about receiving accolades from foreign leaders. This was back in 2004 when he was running against President Bush. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Now, John Kerry has been talking to anyone who will listen about the president's shocking behavior with Ukraine. Watch.
My reaction is one of absolute shock and amazement. That is a fundamental, profound abuse of power. There's no other way to put it.
Fundamental, profound, no other way to put it. Cliche. Kerry's full of it. You knew that. But just to put some meat on those bones, during the 2004 election, comma, which he lost, comma, John Kerry openly bragged about soliciting support from foreign leaders against his opponent that year, the incumbent president, George W. Bush. Quote, I've met foreign leaders who can't go out and say this publicly, but boy, they look at you and say, you've got to win this. You've got to beat this guy. We need a new policy. Because people love John Kerry. Now, he was asked, which leaders told you that, John Kerry? What did you say to them when they said that? And what new policies did you promise? And how did they pledge to help you? John Kerry said he wasn't going to be specific because it was his right to keep his conversations with foreign leaders confidential. That's absolutely necessary for leadership.
It's the same. It's just like you said, Tom. We can go rob a bank. We can probably, you know, do genocide. As long as we run as on a Democrat ticket, we can do it all. It doesn't matter. What a bunch of hypocrites.
Well, and there is a certain amount of irony that what John Kerry said is exactly true. If you're running to become the leader of the free world, or if you already are the leader of the free world, privacy becomes the ultimate goal. You need to have latitude to be able to have private conversations with world leaders with nobody listening. But now, in the age of President Trump, we have CIA spies listening in on every phone call, ready and willing to leak it to the media. It's a brave new world. And, you know, this brings up another point. Well, we've seen under President Obama, President Bush, and President Clinton, the power of the executive branch of government go to new and unprecedented heights. Only now, when they get somebody that they don't control, President Trump, in that branch of government, they're desperately trying to grab it back. They're saying, no, you can't talk to people. You can't have phone conversations. You can't sign an executive order. You're not on our side. You're not part of the Uniparty. Get out of here. So it's an utterly pathetic and contemptible episode from the left, as it has been nonstop for the past 3 years.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So we have another clip with Al Green. Of course, you've all seen it. I think it's worth playing this one again, where Al Green is saying that the only way we're going to win is if we impeach this president. Other than that, we can't win. He basically admitted it. And for them to be attacking President Trump and saying that President Trump is doing all this stuff, he's trying to do obstruction because he's not giving them information on so they can just find something to impeach him, like his taxes. They won't find anything. It don't even have anything to do with the way he's running the country. Just find anything to get rid of him. So we had this clip, which is out on the web, and I don't know why people haven't really seen this, but I just saw this today, and I was like, wow, this is beautiful. So let's go to this clip with Al Green and others talking about our president, Donald J. Trump.
Congressman Al Green, a Democrat from Texas. He's also a member of the Financial Services Committee and the Congressional Black Caucus. Congressman, thank you for joining me. I want to play you some sound here, because this, of course, is not the first time that the president has missed an opportunity to confront President Putin about election meddling.
If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, then you don't have what it takes to be in this job. But the larger point that I want to emphasize here is that there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized. And the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past, or that there are instances in which that will happen this time.
I see this as unconscionable. It's inconceivable. One can only imagine what it does to the esprit de corps of the persons who are working our intelligence agencies. They have said that the Russians interfered. It's the American people that we have to put above the president. It's unfortunate that he would make such a statement.
It happens to be based on no facts. Every expert, regardless of political party, regardless of ideology, conservative or liberal, who has ever examined these issues in a serious way, will tell you that instances of significant voter fraud are not to be found.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. We're confronting a constitutional crisis as I speak to you.
We are now in a constitutional crisis. President Trump appears to be heading toward a constitutional crisis.
I saw this coming and mentioned the constitutional crisis.
That is both irresponsible.
We must impeach this president. We must impeach him. The right thing for the Congress to do is impeach when we have an unfit, reckless, ruthless, lawless president in the White House.
Stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
And oh, there it is. You brought props, I see, with you here. What is the message you're trying to send?
The message is over, forget about.
I saw that. I had to play it. We had to play that one. It was beautiful. It shows exactly how crazy, insane the left are. You know what? Yeah, you know what? So we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk more about all of this stuff going on in Antifa. Don't forget, Antifa's in the news. We're gonna show you what the liberal left don't want you to see. We'll be back after this.
New details emerge about Antifa's ties to the Kurdish militia in northern Syria, and One America's Jack Posobiec explains from Washington.
Here speaking on One America News once again with Brad Johnson, former CIA officer and the president of Americans for Intelligence Reform. Brad, thank you so much for sitting down with us again.
Jack, it's always great to see you. Thank you for having me.
Everyone in Washington is talking about President Trump's decision to essentially remove American forces from northern Syria, where they had been sort of aligned along the border between Turkey and what's considered the Kurdish-held areas there. Now it looks like Turkey is making an incursion. What's going on? How did all of this get started in Syria?
This is actually a leftover mess, if you will, from the previous administration under Obama. They went in and were trying to take out Assad, the president of Syria. So that's how we got involved and kind of bogged down in this whole thing. And the president, Trump, has said all along that he wants to get out of these sorts of incursions. Last December, he was going to pull the troops out entirely and let the Turks then backfill against that. And there was a lot of pushback because of our allies, the Kurds. And as we all know, the Turks, their main terrorist target in that area is the PKK, Kurdish troops. So that was why it was put on hold last December.
President Trump, of course, made the comment, as well as Lindsey Graham has made in the past, that the Obama administration was funding and arming this group, the PKK. The PKK has been a terrorist group inside of Turkey. They also used this conflict as a way to align with U.S. forces against Assad and ISIS, but also to try to form their own sort of PKK-led area within northern Syria. And that's something that the Turks just were never going to allow to happen.
And now you also have the development. The Turks are insisting on they have a 300-mile border in common with this area of Syria where the Kurds have been in control. And they want to have a 300-mile long, 20-mile deep buffer zone, and they plan on taking the tens of thousands of displaced Syrians and moving them into that area. But there's many additional complications, one of which that floats right to the top is ISIS.
Right.
Many of the refugees, those refugee camps are controlled by ISIS. They recruit within those ranks for ISIS.
Throughout the Obama administration's wishful thinking about what would happen if they, you know, went after Assad the way they did, is not only did the PKK gain this land in northern Syria, but they were attracting Western fighters to come over and join their ranks. They set up an organization or a battalion that they called YPG International. But if you actually go back and look at the original name of that specific battalion, it wasn't YPG International. The original name was the International Antifa Battalion.
I want to come in and talk about it because, you know, that video right there, exactly what I've been saying for over a year, the Antifa and ISIS are one and the same. They're getting their orders from Antifa. They're getting their orders from ISIS. I've been saying that for over a year. And Tom, we have another video that I want to show you. And to my understanding, I don't think you've seen this video, but it's actually showing Antifa and how they are showing their support for the ISIS militants and the ISIS terrorists. I mean, this is beyond belief. And you know what? You have the Democrats, the socialist Democrats in this country. They're all supporting Antifa. And this video is going to show you why. So let's go to this video. Look at this. So he's spray painting on the wall. He did a circle, and he did a X at the top, and then he crossed it. Then we went across for Antifa.
Today, the revolution in Rojava is under attack. Like the Paris Commune, and at so many other points in history, the revolutionary forces face the leviathan of capitalist hegemony, which has come to devour the new world and enslave us all once again. This is our Stalingrad. The revolution must be defended. Therefore, we announce the creation of the International Revolutionary People's Guerrilla Forces to defend the revolution in Rojava. The International Revolutionary People's Guerrilla Forces is a militant, armed, self-organized, and horizontal collective working to defend social revolutions around the world, to directly confront capital and the state, and advance the cause of anarchism.
Okay, turn the volume
down. We are committed.
Play this B-roll. You know what? This is the amazing thing that really gets me, is that you have the left, the liberals, that don't want to pay attention to what's actually happening. And you know what? I'm subject to believe that the left is encouraging more people to join Antifa, to be violent towards Trump supporters or anyone that doesn't go along with their ideology. They're extremist groups. Like I said in the opening monologue, there are extremist groups that should be in the FBI database as extremist hate terrorist, domestic terrorist groups in the United States. And for anyone to say otherwise, Tom, I don't know why they would.
Well, Will, this is such a wide-reaching issue. I mean, what you're seeing in these parts of Syria that are war-torn and full of chaos at this point, I mean, I have seen videos that I haven't been able to confirm, and God bless OAN and Jack Posobiec for confirming the authenticity of these videos today, but I've seen videos that are purportedly MS-13 fighting alongside ISIS in Syria. I've seen videos of other deported illegal groups fighting alongside these people. We've heard the rumors of Antifa fighting alongside the Kurds for years now, and now we have video that seems to show exactly that. So while the American media, especially those on the left and those warmongers like Lindsey Graham on the right, say that we are abandoning our ally, the Kurds, we now have video evidence of the Kurds cooperating and essentially training Antifa. We have here in the United States, earlier this year, I interviewed Joe Biggs. Everybody who watches Band.video and our sponsor Infowars.com knows Joe Biggs, who said, yes, Antifa seems to be adopting tactics that you see from militants overseas. So there is so much overlap here. We have them threatening bombs, threatening acid attacks, threatening IEDs, all of this insanity. Now we know exactly where it's coming from. So we're not abandoning our ally. We're cutting off people who more than likely want us dead. And Will, this is just so illustrative of what drives Americans crazy about the so-called American foreign policy. We puff up these people in the Middle East. The second we leave, they start telling the truth, which is that they hate America and they viewed America as a useful idiot to give them guns, weapons, and training. And the second we leave, if the Turks were not invading, these people, I have no doubt, would become the next dictator that needs to be toppled in probably less than a decade. That's just how American foreign policy has worked until the age of Trump.
And then you have on top of that, you have AOC, Ilhan Omar, and others that sit on the Hill that would not call out Antifa for what they are. And they it's like they encourage them to go out and attack Trump supporters. They encourage them to attack Americans. And with the 2020 election coming up, we're going to see more violent attacks from Antifa throughout the country. My opinion, there's nothing to stop them from doing it. They have all been indoctrinated to believe that them fighting against Americans is the right thing to do here on American soil. I stand out on the corner before holding the American flag, and Antifa and other people in this country don't like the fact that I'm a black male standing on the corner holding the American flag. Why is that? Who are they getting their orders from? Why is it they have all of us at each other's throat with inside of this country, and we're not even paying attention to the big threat? The big threat, in my opinion, is the UN trying to implement their policies with inside of the United States of America, and they're getting away with it. You have the liberals complicit to it. They are happy about it. They're like, oh, there's nothing to see here. Move along with Joe Biden, with Elizabeth Warren, with Kamala Harris. Every last one of them have agreed to the agenda of the globalists. Obama did. That's why they didn't have a problem with him. And now we have President Trump not going along with it, fighting this whole tyranny that they've been implementing on all of us. And we said no. We've had it. I'm so sick of it. The American people are done with it. Tom, we're all done with it. Wake up. It's like, wake up. Wake up. Band.video. We'll be back.
Tom Pappert and Will Johnson. In this segment, we have a message from Alex Jones. Of course, InfoWars Store is the sponsor for Firepower. Make sure to check them out. This is an even bigger sale, 30% all the way up to like 70% off on InfoWarsStore.com. Amazing products, but this is about more than just the products. This is about what we've seen the past week here in the United States as corporations have sold out American freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom to post and speak freely for Chinese dollars. It is becoming open and a total affront to everything that America is about. These companies are bowing to Chinese communist dictators, and what it really is going to lead to is collectivism reaching our shores more than it already has. So let's go to this special report from Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
There's an article up on InfoWars.com that really tells a million words. You know the saying, a picture tells a thousand words, is totally true. Well, the videos shot by Chi-Coms and posted to Twitter are just amazing. Running around, squealing, freaking out, painting over any type of NBA games, tearing down posters of it, all because one manager of the Rockets said they support freedom in Hong Kong. But you see, when you're in a communist beehive anthill collective, when one little ant gets out of line, it's taken as the rest of the ants that there's a collapse taking place. You see, when you're run by a queen bee like Xi Jinping, you've got to be able to come out with your directive, then everyone else clicks their heels and follows it. That's why David Rockefeller wrote all those op-eds for the New York Times in the 60s and 70s. There's more than one. There's actually five of them I found. He worships the community of purpose. He worships the automatons. You see, that's why the globalists and these robber barons all want computers to take over and want robots to replace us and tell us humans are obsolete. Because they, at an OCD level, want to dominate and control and have us act like biological androids. And that goes without saying about Hitler and fascist and communist. That's the nature of these people. It's why in North Korea or the old Soviet Union or in Nazi Germany or other authoritarian places, they have all these big parades and all people showing how well they can march and, again, how robotic they are. That's what these authoritarian rulers want. And you find in sociopaths and psychopaths that they are really obsessed, totally obsessed with rigid geometry. And that goes into the reptilian brain. I don't mean like reptiles like David Icke. I mean, we have a lower brain that resembles and operates like a crocodile brain. And people that get into dominating and controlling others don't really access their higher conscious mind. They only access their lower brain. And so that's why they take such pleasure and deep enjoyment out of robotic submission. So if you want to be a slave, it is a mental place. And China has a lot of great people and a lot of amazing art and literature, but that is the minority. The majority operate like robotic automatons. And it's a fact, and that's from 6,000 years of cultural engineering. And if you got aligned, you got killed. And so when you see the universities in Europe and the U.S. and Canada freaking out if you use the wrong pronoun or telling you you can't have Halloween parties because other people are wearing different costumes and somebody might be offended and they're encouraging others to get offended, they're trying to access mob mentality from the Maoist ruling class. They admit that Antifa and all this is based on Maoist systems. And it's seen by the globalists that Mao's program and Mao's operation that he was able to set up and deploy in communist China is the best, most successful model of turning people into these drones. And so that's why it's being deployed and used around the world, why corporate America invested in it and believes in it, because it's not about the money, it's about the power, it's about the control, and it's about finally harnessing humanity. Because it doesn't matter how rich and powerful you are. There are a lot of people that won't sell out to you. There's a lot of beautiful women that don't want to have sex or have babies with you. There's a lot of people that are more into intellectual ideas and pursuits and freedom than to bowing to these billionaires and people that control trillions. And so if they can take full control of the human development and human evolution, they can play God. So it's really a control freak's paradise, and it creates stagnant, collapsing systems and food lines. But remember, Bernie Sanders, who takes over universities, bankrupts them, swindles them, and then buys million-dollar houses, three of them, he says you need to have lines. You do not need lots of food. You do not need lots of choices. You do not need all these cell phone covers and the dozen types of deodorant. These are quotes. You need people to control what you get at the top. And Bloomberg's given interviews where they talk about how he's the best technocrat. And he says, I will decide what you eat and how you sleep and where you go. I know best. I'm really smart. They have these crazy articles worshiping him in the news, going, oh, isn't he incredible? I mean, this is sick. This is sick. And these are control freaks that get some power and money and just keep leveraging and controlling and trying to get dominance, because what they want is to be able to run your life. Now, Will Johnson and Tom Papert are doing a great job here on Firepower tonight. But I really, as I drove home and to my family, I've been working late, I wanted to just comment on this and, you know, talk about the fact that this headlong collapse of corporate America and others groveling to China, and then China turning around and going, that's not enough. You know, now you're in deep trouble. That's because they kill you for stuff like that. If you make fun of Xi Jinping or anything, it's because they are turned over to pure evil and just the sickening robotic Satanism of the Communist Party. And if people want to sign on to this, if America wants to sell out to this, you get what you deserve. But as for us at InfoWars and at NewsWars and at Bandai Video, we're fighting on thanks to you. And we know the listeners and the viewers of this show are public enemy number one of the globalists, because they know we're not submitting. They know we're not giving up. They know we're not backing down. And they know that you are the people that understand what's happening, and you're the remnant that can be used to rebuild the world. There's a reason everybody wanted to come to America. We had more freedom. China is not the answer. China is an authoritarian system that used America as its market and bled us dry to prop itself up. But like a vampire, it's got to have a new fresh meal every day or it'll collapse. And the poor communist Chinese people, they are the victim. They are a corporate slave colony of the global Fortune 100 that put Mao into power. And that's the most important takeaway. Now, tomorrow night, I'm going to co-host with Will Johnson on Firepower. Tom Papert's going to be hosting most of my show tomorrow. And I really look forward to that. We're going to cover the Minnesota rally that the mayor has tried to ban in Minneapolis, saying Trump's evil. Of course, that failed. We still have free speech in this country for now. And we're going to have live coverage of all that, not just Firepower 7 to 8, but we'll, or 7 to 9, we'll continue on with coverage of the Trump rally and more tomorrow right here at InfoWars. So back to Firepower.
Well, awesome. You know what? I look forward to tomorrow, and I look forward to President Trump's speech at his rally. I love it every time he speaks, because the liberals, they get triggered. And I love triggering liberals, Tom. I mean, I really do. It's like a thing of mine, and it's becoming a major problem how I like to trigger liberals. And I constantly say it. I don't mind saying it. You know what? If progressives would stop doing the things that they're doing, and I would stop talking about what they're doing. So after the break, we're going to have a gentleman come on with us. He's a photographer. He was a photographer for President Trump during the 2016 election. Name is Gene Hoy. He has a Trumpography. And right now he's going to come on and he's going to talk to us about the whole issue with China and his views about it, being that he's a Chinese and American. And I think it's who better to hear from, right? Personally, I think he is ideal person to hear from about the connection between America and China, what's taking place, and how it relates to President Trump, and how it relates to the NBA, all of it mixed together. That's an awesome report from Alex Jones. And he's on, you know what, he's on point about all of it. Tomorrow's news today. You know, Alex Jones has been calling it out. He's been calling it out, and most people don't pay attention. But now people are tuning in like no tomorrow to say, okay, what is all the hoopla about? Well, guess what? Alex Jones has been right. And that's the main reason why they want to get rid of him, because we are in a war, people. America is in the second civil war. and it's digital right now. God forbid it goes violent in the streets. They're banning us. They're censoring us. That's one of the war tactics. Break down communication. But like I said, after the break, Gene Hoy, actually, after the 5 minute break in the beginning. So after the top of the hour at 8:06, we'll bring on Gene Hoy. Let me make sure I'm clear about that. 8:06, we'll bring on Gene Hoy. We're going to talk about China, NBA, and America. We'll be back after this.
Firepower with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
Mm-hmm. They branded themselves as the Social Justice League, mm-hmm. the most progressive league. Mm-hmm. We care about everything. Mm-hmm. And Daryl Morey has tweeted out support of democracy. Mm-hmm. That's something that I think most Americans have a consensus on. We right. believe in democracy.
Okay.
And we don't believe in communism and repressive government. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think the NBA needs to be more honest about what it is. It's a business, a cold-hearted business. Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of money to be made in China. Right. That's why every NBA player runs his ass over to China mm-hmm. two or three times every summer to get the bag.
Right.
The NBA's been over there getting the bag. And right. that's one of the reasons why NBA salaries have escalated to such a high level. And so the problem that people are having is like, the NBA, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, mm-hmm. LeBron James, nobody wants to visit the White House. Everybody's very critical of the American mm-hmm. government. Mm-hmm. But here we have a communist repressive government mm-hmm. that human rights violations out the yin yang.
Okay.
But Daryl Morey, innocent little tweet here, and no one can stand by him for business purposes. So quit faking the funk.
There's no faking the funk.
Just one. Be a business.
There's no faking the funk, one. And two, I understand what you're speaking of. Well, when we take a stand, as far as in America, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, LeBron, whoever it is, myself, you, whoever it is, that's in our backyard. This is not our backyard. That's one.
No, that's where you get your money.
Two is that 600 million people watching Chinese, that's over in China, that's watching NBA basketball. 600 million. Wait, 200 million more than America. So you, now what you're doing is you're biting them hands and feeding you. So first of all, stay away from that. Stay away from it. Because if you're so gung ho, your name will be with Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich when it comes to what's in America. Do you tweet a lot of those things that's in America? That's going on? I don't see you doing that, but you tweet those type of things that's maybe uproar and doing X, Y, and Z over there in Asia.
I've said this earlier in the week about the Kansas controversy with Snoop. I'm standing on it, repeat it again. The shoe companies control basketball. Mm-hmm. And the shoe companies are really in bed with China mm-hmm. and are really trying to get the bag from China.
Okay.
And so all that some people are saying is like, cut it out, NBA, Adam Silver, Steve Kerr. You guys are not political activists. You're not social justice activists.
I don't think that's
your business people.
I don't think that's
because when China tells you to shut the hell up, everybody shuts the hell up. Everybody loses their courage when there's money on the line, and we crucified the NFL mm-hmm. for protecting its bag. When they say, hey man, this kneeling thing's hurting us ratings wise and we're a business here trying to do a TV show, we crucified the NFL. But now the NBA tries to protect this. And everybody, cat got my tongue.
But what?
Yes, the country voted, the UK voted to leave the EU. But they didn't know what they were voting on, and they were misled.
You patronizing, snuck up snob. How dare you? How dare you tell people
okay, look,
they
Mr.
didn't
Farage.
Know what they were voting
Mr.
for.
Farage,
they knew
please.
Exactly what they were voting for. They were voting against 50 years of people like you lying to them. They did it. You promised you'd enact it. And you, the Lib Dems and others, have betrayed the greatest democratic exercise in the history of our nation.
The Lib Dems are the same there as they are here in America. The Lib Dems. I love it. You know what? They try to say that we didn't know who we were voting for when it was President Trump. They try to say it was Russia that put President Trump in office, not the American people. These Lib Dems are liberal crazy.
And all these progressives are nutty, batty nutty. Okay, like I said, after the break, we will bring on Gene Ho. We're going to talk about the NBA and America and how China is controlling the NBA. And we're going to, I really want to hear what Gene Ho has to say about all of this. I think he would have more insight on this than most people, my opinion. All right, we'll be right back after this. Firepowernews.com. We are back, live and direct, firepowernews.com. So we have on Gene Ho, Chinese American, is going to talk about the NBA. Gene Ho is an American photographer, best-selling author of Trumpography. He wrote a book after being President Trump's personal photographer. Amazing, amazing, amazing. That, you know what? I can only imagine what that kind of ride was like. And I would have loved to have been there. And it's a great honor to have you back with us, Mr. Ho. And let's,
hey.
So I really want to, thank you for coming on with myself and Tom Pepper.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having me again.
Yeah. And you know what? When I thought about it, I said, you are the best person, my opinion, to talk about the relationships with the NBA in China right now. And I'd love to get your opinion on it.
Well, first of all, what you have here is the liberal Democrats have gone crazy. What you have here is athletes that will take a knee for the flag. But now they're not only doing that, they're actually bowing at the feet of the Chinese communist flag. And it's disgusting. It's unbelievable what's going on. And where are the liberals that come to the rescue of the people of Hong Kong? It's unbelievable what's happening today.
It is.
I think you're really onto something there. I mean, we've seen these American companies quibble because of China. I'm not sure if you saw the clip we just played a few minutes ago, but we have the NBA and it's being called out because when football, of course, when they had the scandal or whatever you want to call it with the kneeling before the American flag, that was considered improper to shut that down because they were protesting police brutality in America and this, that, and the other. But then when the Chinese communists take exception with something said by a manager within the NBA, there's been a national backlash. You shall not offend China. And as somebody who was shadowing President Trump for quite a while, and by the way, I love having you on this show. Your backdrop, your lighting always looks so phenomenal. Thank you so much for that. But as somebody who was shadowing President Trump, what is your take on the tail wagging the dog in this situation where China is essentially determining what Americans can say?
Well, you know what? First of all, I am Chinese American. My mom is from Hong Kong and my dad's from mainland China. So I have a right to talk about this. But my question is this. Where are the Chinese heroes? Where are you, Yao Ming? Where are you, Jeremy Lin? Where are you to stand up for the people of Hong Kong? Wow. Where are you? You are nowhere, Yao Ming. When we were so proud to have you play in the NBA, all the Asians here, we bought the Jeremy Lin jerseys. Where are you? Where are you standing up for the people of Hong Kong? You made millions in America. And yet, at the same time, where's your voice in this? Where are you to say, whoa. Let's do something. Let's work together. Where are you leading it? Instead, you have people like me who can't even get on mainstream media because they're afraid of what I'm going to say. But it's thankful, by the way, people like you, people like Alex Jones who stood up for us. Where are all our heroes? Where are you, Jeremy Lin? Where are you? You're playing basketball in China. Open your mouth. Open your mouth, man.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I can't stand when people complain about America, and they complain that America being a capitalist country where they're prospering, their pockets are fat, their tables are filled with food, their fridge and their cabinets are filled with food, and then they turn around and complain about the sitting president of the United States, complain that they have all of these freedoms, and then you have people over in China, they want their freedom. And then you have these same people won't even stand up or say anything. And now you have the NBA, and you know what? It's about that mighty dollar with the NBA. They don't want to say anything because they don't want to lose all of that potential money in China. I mean, they're bound, like you said, they're bound down to them because they're controlling them. I mean, it's like they're bringing their policies here. Do you see that?
You know, 100%. And here's the thing. No one's saying this. No one's saying this. Do you know in Hong Kong is a capitalistic society and they make the same wages as we do here in America? No one's saying this. Do you know what the minimum wage is in China? It's like $3.28 a month. A month.
Wow.
Look it up. It's all there. And then Hong Kong, which is used to be a British colony, by the way, and I could talk a lot about that, but where are the people to stand up? Where are the voices? Here's another one. Jackie Chan, you loser, makes all his money in America, becomes famous in America. He's in Chinese. He's a big voice. Where's your voice, Jackie Chan?
Wow.
Where's your voice?
Wow.
I love the point you're making that there are so few Chinese Americans who are calling this out. You have a very unique perspective being that one of your parents is actually from Hong Kong. And please tell us more about this. Tell us exactly what the struggle is, because I can say it and Will can say it. And we don't have quite the same level of understanding or passion that somebody who I imagine you still have family there, somebody like yourself, somebody would have. So can you tell us, just give us the abridged version of exactly what the Chinese Communist Party is trying to do to the poor people of Hong Kong?
Okay. I was there because I lived it, because I have family in Hong Kong. China reneged on their promise. They said long time ago, when it went from a British colony back to Hong Kong Chinese, they said one country, two systems. That's what they said. And then the reason why they said that, they had to, because all these people that made their wealth in a British capitalistic society, what they had to do is say, listen, we're not going to move all our money out of here. We're going to sit tight because the Chinese government made us a promise that they would have two systems. And the whole uproar is that China wants to have their control over Hong Kong again. And that's why they're rising up. But the difference is, I'm Chinese. I love Chinese people. I'm American first, but I love Chinese people. But the difference is why it's all an uproar is the people from Hong Kong are Chinese. So where's all the heroes? Where's all the Chinese that made all their money in America? Where are they? Where are they standing up? There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. A lot of them. But they don't have the voice quite like some of these other people. But I have a voice here, and I'm calling them out 100%.
Well, you know what? Good for you. And I commend you. There needs to be more people like you, strong people that's willing to stand up. And I know you have to think that with you speaking out, that if they're probably going to try to find out who your family is or where your family's located in China. Do you think that you speaking out, they're going to retaliate against you and your family in China or Hong Kong?
You know what? We know why. Let's just cut to the chase. We know why Jeremy Lin probably doesn't want to say something. We know why Yang Ming doesn't want to say anything. Because they're afraid. They're very much afraid. I am sure they are. But you know what? There comes a time where you have to say, listen, look at what America has done for us. Look at what a capitalistic society has done for us. Mm. And to be proud of it and just to stand up. And I mean, you have, look at how many of these NBA people are like, oh, we don't want to get political. We're not a political organization. We're not political. Yet they spend their time bashing President Trump, our president.
Yep.
And they're
yep.
afraid of the Chinese Communist flag. You know what? I have family in China, but at the same time, I know I have a responsibility to say what I need to say. And everyone there knows I'm right.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go to break. I know Tom got a question for you, I'm pretty sure. But before Tom does, we're getting ready to go to a break here. And I want to say, well, you know what? I thank you. And I know Tom feel the same way. You're a very strong person for doing this. And I can't imagine having family over there that would have to go through something like this. And I can't even imagine. That's why, you know, like Tom just said, I think you're spot on. And for you to bring it the way that you're bringing it, the people need to see it. People need to see what you're saying because a lot of people don't understand. So when we come back from break, we'll let Tom get his question in, and then I have another question for you as well. All right, so everyone, band.video, if you're listening, go to band.video and share. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back to Firepower with me, Tom Papert, and host Will Johnson. Our guest till the bottom of the hour is Gene Ho, a phenomenal photographer, author of Trumpography. He was Trump's photographer up through the 2016 election, and he happens to be Chinese American with one parent from mainland China, the other parent from Hong Kong. We're talking about some of the recent scandals, and of course we've got to get to the book as well, but the recent scandal with the NBA and Hong Kong and China, and of course South Park having the same exact thing happen. So Gene, I want to say thank you so much for joining us again tonight. So we are talking about Hong Kong, and of course it was based, they gained their prosperity from capitalism, from human freedom, and they're refusing to give that up to become part of the Chinese communist worker drone state. I wonder, is the same true for people on mainland China? Do they understand, I'm sure some do, but how popular of an idea is it that they're truly missing out on the human experience by being part of this evil communist system?
Well, you know what? I truly feel for the Chinese people. And here's what a lot of them are thinking, because I understand it. For a long time, China was bullied around and pushed around. You heard about the opium trade wars. You heard in the history of what the Japanese nation did to people of China. And so now China is a military might. They are very strong militarily. And they're doing great in the Olympics. But the thing is, how are they doing this? The minimum wage in that is less than what we people here in America get in a week. And you talk about the liberal left, they're clamoring for higher minimum wages, higher minimum wages. And yet this is the same communist country that they are supporting over the people of Hong Kong.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I think the last time I heard Elizabeth Warren, or maybe it was crazy Kamala Harris, one of them was saying that minimum wage should be $25 an hour now. And you know what? And they're completely okay with the people in Hong Kong having all of these terrible wages. They don't say nothing against it. They say nothing about it. They're almost like happy about it. And I've talked to liberals in the past and they say, oh yeah, we need to follow the model of China or with Hong Kong. And I'm like, what are you saying? Do you even realize what you're saying? So let me ask you, do you know of any companies that are, you know, woke, that realize that, hey, you know, cause Tom just mentioned South Park and they, you know, they did a video and we know what happened with South Park afterwards. Are you aware of any other companies that are sticking with America and not bowing down to the Chinese like this?
Well, here's the thing that I know what's going on. I spend a lot of time in California because I want to help turn California red. Mm. And the thing is, you'd be surprised how many people that are in the Hollywood industry that are secretly supporting Trump, secretly closeted conservatives, but they won't say anything, but they all know it And that's why you're going to see a big change in California in the 2020 election. These are just people that are laying in wait right now because it's very easy for people to boycott their businesses and a lot of the things they do. So they're keeping a little bit quiet, but that's fine because they're also doing their part and they're Americans and they're supporting Donald Trump, but behind the scenes. You just wait. Everyone, you just wait to see what happens in 2020.
Nice.
I hope you're totally right about that. Of course, we've had lots of people on this show who are doing the same exact thing, and I commend you for it. Working to bring sanity back to California is no easy feat. So I guess this is probably a good time to transition, because last time you came on the show, you had a book that was just in the process of doing the media circuit, Trumpography. You, of course, were President Trump's photographer when he was still candidate Trump. You shared some great stories with us about almost being a killer by Secret Service for getting too close to the president and touching his tie to fix it for a photo. I wonder, how is the book going so far? Are you getting a warm reception?
Yeah, you know what? And it's just funny because we talk about that, but it's getting a warm reception because people are wanting to read about Donald Trump, and they're not wanting to read about all these lies that are being told about him, not only in the media, but it's very interesting, all the other people that write books about Trump, the negative books. It's funny that most of them haven't even spent, not even a little, just an iota of the time that I spent watching Trump. I spent 2 years behind the scenes watching Trump interact with different people. He's a wonderful person. He's definitely not a racist. But my point is, where is mainstream media? Where is all these companies in the media? How come they won't have me on? If anyone would know if Donald Trump was a racist, you should ask me. You should ask the minority that actually saw him. Never know. Maybe it is that I say he's a racist, and then you would believe me. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is not a racist. I've seen it. But it's interesting. It really is interesting how everyone from the community, the MAGA community, have come out to support me with this book.
That's absolutely awesome. I think part of the reason why they don't want to talk to you is because they know for a fact that President Trump is not racist. And instead of them admitting that, what they do to me, they'll just say, I'm a sellout for supporting President Trump. And they say, what are you thinking? He's a white man. Why are you supporting him? And I'm like, well, his color has nothing to do with it. It has what he's done for this country. That's my biggest issue. He's done so many positive things for this country. He's done positive things for just people in general. And they don't want to tell that story because they have to do everything they can to get rid of him. Let me ask you this, because you were on the campaign with him. How do you see the media with this attack on trying to impeach this president when he's done nothing but positive things for this country?
You know what? This is just another distraction, and it's just another distraction, just like the Russia thing. We all know, we here that are woke know what's going on. It's the deep state behind it. The deep state want to take them down. But I tell you this, there are more people awake now thanks to alternative media. People like you, just citizens that tweet, people like Alex Jones. Everyone that is not part of this grand system of this mainstream media is coming together, and that's where we're going to prove it. I am telling you, 2020 is going to be a landslide, and people are going to really see how many people actually support Donald Trump.
Yep, absolutely.
I love it, and I hope you're totally right. So I know we're getting a little short on time, but I do want to ask, today we just saw one of these books by somebody who ostensibly never met President Trump, detailing his sexual escapades over the past 3 decades, and I'm sure it's full of lies. So one excerpt that was posted, I believe in Variety, claimed that Trump did an actual repeat of his Hollywood Access tape, which I'm sure it's all fake news. So I wanted to ask you, did you ever see President Trump act improperly with a woman? Did you ever see or hear him make an improper remark?
That is a really, really good question. It's actually the first time someone asked me that, but it's interesting. You have to remember, I was behind the scenes, backstage, not only backstage, but I had access to the green room behind the backstage. Never saw anything remotely inappropriate by Donald Trump.
Wow. Hey, Gene Ho, thank you so much for coming on with us. And we got to bring you back on again. All right. See you next time.
weekdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
All right. I love that picture. Light trigger and liberal. Okay, we have our next guest. This young man stood up for some young girls in North Carolina that posed with a picture with a banner of President Trump, showing their support for President Trump. And in North Carolina, then the school and all of them were calling them racist for doing such a thing, for showing their support for President Trump. This young man, Jeremy Onatrip, he stood up for these young ladies, for these cheerleaders. And it was not just ladies. There were male cheerleaders, to my understanding. But he stood up for them and their rights to have freedom of speech. He went to the school board. He spoke for them. And all of his efforts, he was able to get their suspension turned around. So without further ado, let's bring on this young man, this courageous man, to stand up for freedom in this country. This is exactly what we need to have. There he is. Thank you, sir, for joining myself and Tom Pepper.
What's up, Will? What's up, Tom? How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. So let me ask you, what made you stand up for these young athletes?
I guess, you know, everybody has a time when they feel like they're called to do something. And I saw this. It was right in my backyard, right in my county. My daughter is in the school system. And I just felt like something was telling me I needed to stand up and do something. So I got together with another good friend of mine, Jay Thaxton. We started a Facebook event page. We didn't really think it would take off the way it did, man. But it just goes to show you that the support for the president and the First Amendment is huge in this country. And so it took off. And before we knew it, man, there was like 10,000 people or something. I can't even remember the number that were interested in attending the event. It got pretty wild, to the point where they actually canceled the game. School board canceled the game and tried to blame it on us, saying that, we were going to be bringing, trouble to the, school. So, it definitely got pretty wild. But ultimately, I just felt like we had to do something, man. And everybody's called, at some point in their life, and you got to answer the call or not answer the call. And it's up to you to decide. So, you know,
right. Good we on did. You.
Well, Jeremy, thanks again for coming on the show. And I love your shirt, by the way. I just kind of want you to break this down for us, because the story, you know, the left got their victory. They got the girls suspended and the cheerleaders suspended. And then the story kind of fell off about the time that you guys got involved. It's almost like the mainstream media is trying to ignore the fact that there are activists out there who are actually working on behalf of President Trump. So can you tell us, like, how did you go about getting the suspension lifted? I think this is news to a lot of folks.
Well, basically how it broke down was, we did this event. It gained national attention. It was on all the big news outlets. Well, sorry, not the liberal news outlets. You know, they left it off once we got involved. They didn't want anything to do with it. Although all the local networks covered it. And they actually gave fair coverage no matter what, three letters they had in their call sign. But, we just kept running with it, and it gained national attention, and we put so much pressure. I mean, the school, the athletic association, the school board, they were all getting calls from everywhere in the country. I mean, we had people calling from Britain, from Great Britain, in support of the cheerleaders. It was absolutely insane. So it just goes to show you that if you step up, when you're called, you can make a difference, man. All they want to do is just take away our First Amendment. It's like a stepping stone. You know, if we let that go and we didn't do anything, if we let that go, it's just a stepping stone and building blocks to taking away our First Amendment right, which I'm not going to live in a country where we don't have the right to say what we want to say. I'll go out on my shield before I live in a country where we can't say what we want to say and, you know, have our free speech, our First Amendment, our Second Amendment. They're just trying to chop away at it. So that's what they tried to do here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Tell us how how all this got started. Like, you know, for example, what was the turning point that got, oh no, this is a big issue. We have to do something, stop them, to get them suspended. Why and who did someone complain?
Apparently a teacher from the school, snapped a picture from the stands, shared it on her Facebook page. Then all the locals, decided to grab a hold of it and start saying, oh man, you should have seen, I sent you a link earlier this week to, I don't know if you got a chance to look at it, some of the things that these people were saying about these young girls. And it made my blood boil, man. I just couldn't stand by and watch them just say this stuff about these girls. Half of them didn't even know, you know, what was going on. They just jumped in for a picture. And they make them out to be Nazis and racists, and they don't know a damn thing about any one of those girls. So, you know, the local person that started it posted it on Facebook, and it just ran from there, and they started calling the school, and then they brought the NAACP into it, got them involved. And they started putting pressure on the school board. School board's still denying that to this day, but we have actual Freedom of Information Act in this country, which is great. So we were actually able to pull up emails where they did have contact with them after lying to us and saying they didn't. So, it's gotten deeper.
So that was one of the insane things about this story, is the left acted like, oh, finally, we got proof that Trump has started a epidemic of Nazis in this country. Look at these little high school girl cheerleading Nazism. I mean, this is proof. So can you explain a little bit? And obviously, we don't want you to speak for them. They're intelligent people, I'm sure. But what did they have to go through on a day-to-day basis while this was in the mainstream left-wing hate machine?
Well, you know, it's crazy because those girls are high school girls, but man, I've spoke to one of the mothers from the team and from the cheerleading squad there, and the amount of crap they had to put up with on social media, I think they did away with all their social media accounts, didn't post anything about it, but they handled it like champions, man. They handled it like patriots. They, you know, they went out on their shield. They were willing to, you know, sacrifice and say, you know what, we're not going to apologize. They refused to apologize for it because they didn't do anything wrong. But they, from what I understand, man, I mean, they handled it well. I mean, and a lot of people think that I have a connection with the team, and I don't. It's just, you know, there's finally something that you can step up and do in your own backyard, man. And people got to be not afraid to step up and do something when the time is right, you know, and that's kind of what, that's how we got the victory.
Those young girls, and I think there's some males in there too that's on the cheer team. You know what? I commend them for good job on them for doing what they're doing. I would love to have one of them come on and tell their story as well. And you know what? We need more people like you in this country to stand up. And that's exactly what I talk about when I say we need to do something. We need to go out. And you weren't violent. You didn't call for violence. And because I've been watching your videos, not a single time that you say, but I understand we need to get angry about what the left is trying to do to this country. And that's what it all Absolutely. Comes down to. When we come back from the break, I want you to get your opinion now, because I talked to you before about the different themes that, you know, the cheerleaders or the schools in general will have, you know, different things like they have gold night, or they'll have white night, and then they have like blackout night, and different.
Whoa. You can't do that.
Well, you can't do that either. You can't do that either. I mean, so.
Dude, what that?
So when we come back from the break, I want to get what happened when the school was just doing the normal thing that other schools across the country. Okay, schools across the country, they do that, okay? So when we come back from the break, I want to get your opinion on what took place and how they treated the school and the students about them just wanting to do a normal thing at their school football game, all right? So firepowernews.com, and go to band.video and share the video. I'll see you over there. We'll be back in a minute. All right, we are back. firepowernews.com, band.video, band.video. We have our guest, Jeremy. He is the gentleman that stood up for the young athletes in North Carolina that were being attacked by, I think, you know, I like to call them the true racists, which is the left. They don't want people to have the freedom. And you know what? You should not have to worry about supporting the sitting president of the United States and be attacked at any age or at any level or whatever school you're going to. This did not take place when Obama was in office. And I've seen many times where someone showed their support as students, as adults walking around with Obama shirts on. There's no videos. There's nothing of them being attacked. They weren't trying to call the schools racist. Oh, because Obama was black. Yeah, that's questionable. But you know, they never had all of this attack. So Jeremy, thank you for being with us still. And Tom Pepper, myself, why do you think they have done what they've done? And right before we went to the break, I was going to ask you about the schools and, you know, the schools doing the different themes. And now they're doing, okay, so the theme was, you know what, let me let you do it because I think you could tell it better than I can.
All right, so what you were alluding to earlier was the left wanted to cancel our rally so bad. I mean, their blood was boiling over. They were so mad that we were going to be out there and flying flags. And let me just go ahead and say this ahead of time. This rally was about free speech and supporting those girls' free speech. And I did say previous to the rally, I said, I don't care what flag you bring. You want to bring a Bernie flag, a Hillary flag? I don't care. It's your right in America to support whoever you want to believe in. Whether I agree with it or not, I'm not going to suppress your free amendment, your First Amendment rights. I'm never going to suppress that for anybody. But they wanted to shut us down so bad that the NAACP decided to put pressure on the school board. They had a last minute meeting about 2 hours before the game. And when the NAACP found out what the theme of the cheerleaders and students section was that night, which happened to be, get this, blackout night, they used that to pressure the school board and let them know they were going to sue them if they let them go through with the game. So the first thing the cheerleaders got was communication saying, hey, don't wear any black tonight. Don't do the blackout theme. Wow. And then about 15 minutes later, they said, hey, game's canceled. It's off. So they used that and saying it was racist. Blackout night was racist when schools all over the world, all over the country do this every week. Pink out, white out, blackout. American night was the theme of the infamous picture that they took with the flag right there.
Trump flag. Yeah. I mean,
that was American night.
He's the president of America.
Yeah. See, they used it as what they were saying was that it was campaign material, which is they're not allowed to endorse a campaign while in school uniform, which is just, I mean, it's a cop out. Let's just call it what it is. It's a cop out. So, that's what they did, man. That's how they got the game canceled. But guess what? Free speech still went on that night. We still had our rally. We still had over 150 people show up, wave flags, play music. We did the national anthem since we didn't get to do it at the game. We played it right out there at the rally. And I mean, it was such a good feeling, man. And people got to get together more and do that across the country. Yes. Get together with people, you know, express your First Amendment rights. Many people have died. Many men and women have died for that right. And to have these communists try to come in here and take that away from us. Nah, that's not going to fly in my neighborhood, not in my back door, not in my backyard. So
I want to ask you, there's a lot of folks out there who have these things happening in their city, in their small town, in their school district. And they're probably watching this right now and thinking, wow, I wish that I had the ability to go out and create this wave. And I think if anything, your message is that anybody with the gumption can get out there and make a difference. So how do you suggest people at home can start getting behind people like this, girls like this, or events like this? How can people start rallies? How can we replicate this all across the country?
Get out and build networks, man. The way that we got this rally together was we created a Facebook event page, which shocked me that they didn't like take the event page off. I would have figured that They did. I tried to share this on our page, March of the Patriot, earlier. I tried to share, you know, a link to Infowars.com, and they shadow banned the post. Mm-hmm. So, which was surprising, but get together with like-minded individuals in your area. Start an event page on Facebook or wherever and get on social media. Use it for the purpose of, creating, networks. That's what we have to do. Because, you know, you can knock down one domino, you know, you can knock down one domino really easy, but if you've got 100 dominoes stacked up back to back, that's going to be hard to push over. So get together with people, man, and, you know, and build networks, get to know your fellow patriots. And I figure that's the best way to do it. That's how we did it. We just did it on there and it just blew up. We shared it on every outlet we could think of. And it gained national attention, and it was awesome to just have a victory for the good guys, man. Score one for the Patriots, man. Yeah. Score one for the good guys.
Yeah, it's about time, right? I mean, it's about time. Yes. Trump keeps winning, but you know what? It's good to win at this level, right? You know,
we're getting used to it, aren't we?
Yeah, right. And you know what? You have to, like the social media, like you were saying, you have to use it before you lose it. Because they're coming Absolutely. For us. The closer and closer we get to 2020, they're going to try to remove everybody that supports President Trump for no reason. I've had many people send me messages saying, Will, and they send me emails saying, Will, they just took me off of YouTube or they took me off of Facebook or Twitter. Didn't even give me a reason. You know, they gave me a reason. It was one lady put a picture of a swing out there trying to sell it on Facebook and they banned her. I mean, I'm not sure how the swing became racist, but she is a Trump supporter. And I think they just don't want Trump supporters to benefit, to make money on these social media platforms. So let me ask you, one of the things I always talk about, because people send me messages, what can we do? What can we do? Are you going to run for any political office in your neck of the woods? And that could be like on the school board. That can be, you know, even at the local state level, something small, because that's where we need to engage. A lot of people don't realize that. Are you going to run?
Yeah.
Say yes.
No, I would love to, man. But what I suggest is vetting the people who are running in your area. Make sure that the right candidates are getting elected. Make sure that you're throwing your support behind the right candidates. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use whatever political muscle that we gained from this, and I'm going to use it to make a change. Look at me, man. Look, dude, I'm tatted up.
I'm envy of that beard.
I appreciate it, man. But, there's no way that I could, that's just not me. I'm not a politician. I'm a patriot. Patriots. We need more patriots and less politicians, to run for office. I'm not the guy, but when the right guy comes along, I will throw all my weight and all my support behind him.
Yeah. You know, one person,
I think that's important.
I know Tom's getting ready to ask a question, but we're running out of time here. But if I were to vote for someone right here between the three of us right now, I would vote for Tom Papert. I mean, I'm serious.
Me too, man.
He's never said that he would run, but hey, Tom, you have my vote. I mean, whatever your adventure, if you ever decide to, you have my vote. But be honest with you, I like you here on Firepower with me, so don't leave.
He's got that pretty face, man. He's got that baby kissing face.
I'm not good enough to lie at lying, honestly. But Jeremy, I just want to say it's been a pleasure. And I'm wondering, obviously you've got some political muscle now. You've got the ability to shake and move in your neck of the woods. How can people support you, get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
We got a Facebook page called March of the Patriot. We also have a page on Telegram, called March of the Patriot. So if you search on Telegram, you can find us there. Send us a message, reach out. If you need help with something in your neighborhood or if you see something going on, reach out to us. We're here to help. I mean, this is what these groups are created for, is to make a difference and make a change. That's what we need to do, man. We need to really make a change. We need to stand up. Join forces. Everybody needs to get together and we can change this. We can change the political climate of this country and the way it's heading. We can get it back where it needs to be.
Yeah, we need to. 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Let me ask you, who's your president?
Donald J. Trump is my president.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for coming on with us, Jeremy. And
absolutely. One more thing. I just want to say, the Proud Boys did nothing wrong. and Tiny did nothing wrong.
Awesome, awesome. Take care. All right, everybody. Thank you. It's another awesome evening of Firepower News. I want to thank everyone for being with us, and thank you for joining us here. We will see you tomorrow, God's willing. We're going to be covering the Trump rally. We're going to be covering the Trump rally tomorrow evening. Firepowernews.com. Good night.